I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you. Mary calling in from Sioux Falls. Go ahead, Mary. You're on with us.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Okay,
Hi.
My question is, America is becoming more and more diverse with, you know, different cultures with our immigration and so forth. And so when we share the gospel and we hope that they come to Christ, but I was thinking about how hard that would be when you think about people that are in your family who have died, like your parents or siblings or children, or even if you're not even from a different culture and you're a Christian and maybe perhaps a child or husband died without the Lord. How do you bring someone comfort and hope when you present the gospel?
Well, that's a great, really great question. Sometimes that really is at a focal point at a funeral where you attend a funeral and there's no evidence of this person ever being a follower of Christ, putting their faith in the gospel. Honestly, Mary, I try to defer questions like that, that God is God and I am not. He is the one who knows where people's hearts are. In fact, I'm an eternal optimist. Even the hardened, most hardened person against the gospel, maybe in those last few hours or even minutes of life, as they're thinking, God is speaking to their hearts, and they put their faith in Christ, and they slide into heaven at the last second, so to speak. I always hold out hope for that kind of a thing, even for people who seem to be the worst of them. So, but what do you say to other people? I think piggybacking on what you just talked about, Brad, to say we're not going to be able to answer those questions real well. The question is, what about you and Jesus, and where are you at? And this is something we're uncertain about with this person, but you can have a very high sense of confidence in what's going to happen when you take your last breath if you put your faith in Christ and in the gospel. So I don't know, maybe I'm just more chicken than other people, but I just refuse to get into some of these questions that you just can't answer, and it's all it's going to lead to is very hard feelings if you start making pronouncements and statements that we really don't have the basis to make them. So
Jesus calls us to repent from our sins and follow him, and that's really what we need to be focused on. And the character of God is what we need to be focused on. Who is he? Is he an unjust God? Is he a tyrant? Will he do wrong by anybody? Does he delight in the destruction of the wicked? No, the word says he doesn't delight even in the death of the wicked, and that he desires for everyone to be saved. But at the same time, we're commanded to preach the gospel because it's only through Christ and through hearing and responding to the gospel call that we can find salvation.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.